6.3. When impairment begins. The beginning stages of impairment. As stated throughout this course, alcohol is one of the fastest substances absorbed into the human body. The beginning stages of impairment are subtle and can be imperceptible. By the time someone else asks a drinker if they are okay to drive, they are not, but they might think they are due to the lack of judgment combined with a depressed sense of inhibitions. By the time they realize it, it is too late. This is why no one should get behind the wheel with anything that could affect the way they operate a motor vehicle. Alcohol is absorbed directly through the lining of the mouth as well as the lining of the stomach. It does not have to go through the digestion process like other foods. The relationship of blood alcohol concentration to the amount of alcohol consumed. The amount of alcohol in a person's body is measured by blood alcohol concentration, or BAC. The laws of the state of Florida establish a BAC of 0.08 as the presumptive limit for driving under the influence. In other words, at 0.08 BAC, a person is presumed to be too impaired by the alcohol in your system to drive safely. How many drinks does it take to reach a BAC of 0.08? It varies from person to person and depends on factors like body weight, gender, and how fast the drinks are consumed. It doesn't take much to reach that presumptive limit. The chance of being involved in a collision rises dramatically after a first drink. It's important to realize that unless your blood alcohol concentration is zero, your driving will be affected. There is no safe way to drive after drinking. Even one drink can make you an unsafe driver. Drinking affects your blood alcohol concentration, BAC. Remember, in Florida, it's illegal to drive with a blood alcohol level of 0.08 or greater, but even a BAC below 0.08 does not mean that it's safe or legal to drive. A driver can be convicted of DUI even with a BAC below 0.08 if their driving was affected by drinking alcohol. By the time a driver reaches a 0.08 BAC, she or he is 25 times more likely to be in a collision. It's a risk you just don't want to take.